Eric Ner. Right now, give it up for first time at the Flag Slam, Eric Larson.
I lost my job, but I don't qualify for unemployment. I've got nothing to eat, but I don't qualify for food stamps. And now the last few mooring lines holding my impulses in check are snapping one by one, but I don't qualify for disability. So now there's a tiny little voice in my head crying, I'm hungry, I haven't got any money, and I don't even know where I'm gonna sleep tonight. But there's a louder, stronger voice rising above it. And the new voice says, fuck that noise. If society refuses to treat me like a human being, then I will show no remorse as I react more and more like a cornered animal. I will strip away civilization like a chrysalis, emerging as the baddest ass butterfly in the whole damn garden. I will go Lord of the Flies in the middle of Times Square, holding aloft the desiccated husk of a blueberry iMac like the sacred conch. I will fashion spear points from shattered bottles of Cristal champagne, then spit roast trendy little dogs over a roaring bonfire that was once an Ethan Allen credenza. Armageddon is coming. WrestleMania style! And I intend to be king of the ring, baby, standing on top of a new Tower of Babel built of broken, battered bodies in brightly colored spandex, looking like the wastebasket of a frustrated comic book artist as he tries to invent the next Spider-Man. But it's too late. I'm already here. I'm going up the side of the Empire State Building with Kirsten Dunst, where she can scream like Faye Ray, Sugar Ray, and James Earl Ray. We're not that far out of the caves, really. Sometimes, between sleep and wakefulness, I swear I can still smell the flowers blooming in Old Uvai Gorge. But I'm not just any smart monkey. I'm Dr. fucking Zaius. I've got Jane Goodall and Diane Fossey tied up in my treehouse, and I'm hunting for the Coneheads worshiping the bomb. Newsflash for Ignoramus Rex, recently restored to your oil-stained white throne. There are a million mammals just like me, ready to outlive the dinosaurs. We're just waiting for the rock to fall from the sky to fall on this rock, or the rock to roll aside from the cave. Because if there was a god, and if he had a son, and if that son came back from the dead, I don't think he'd be here for the rapture. I think he'd be here on an allegorical ass-kicking mission from dear old dad, ready to give me that old-time religion. But that's not what I believe. I believe there is an all-powerful force in the universe called entropy, and I am its agent provocateur. But before you tiptoe to the toilet to text message Tom Ridge, allow me to reassure you that I understand that hijacked airliners and suicide bombs reek of fear and desperation. Unlike those poor misguided souls, I know that time is on my side. I know that all men are mortal, and all monuments fall.
Eric Larson, a.k.a. the Antichrist. Somebody call Jesus. Are you there? Jesus. By the way, turn off your cell phones. Jesus ain't hearing your noise anyway. There's a pin for you. All right, could I get scores for Mr. Eric Larson?